do 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 do.
Already recording right off the bat? Alright. Well, let me pat my face down. I've been moving like a madman trying to get all this stuff done real fast. So, and let me grab a drink. I'll be right back.
Fingerboarding League Fingerboard Podcast.
No!
What?
It's USAFBL Fingerboarding Podcast.
I'm saying the whole thing out.
No, because you know what we keep on doing, dude? We keep on saying United States Fingerboarding League Fingerboard Podcast. We keep on leaving out the A. Like, it's USAFBL Fingerboarding Podcast. How's that? Can we just agree on that?
Sure.
Welcome, dude, man. Hey, I'm Brian.
Levine Cunningham.
Yeah, and Levine is the big dog. He has just gotten back from international acclaim. Is it technically international if it's still in the same continent? It is, right?
I think technically speaking, yes.
I don't remember, dude. It's been like a couple years since my civics class. Is that civics? That's civics, right?
Geography?
Maybe geography? Okay.
It's geography.
But you just got back from Canada. Canada. How was it, dude?
It was fun. It was an absolute blast.
We're going to go through the event, talk about some things that happened. We're also going to talk about Minneapolis and also Cleveland, right?
Of course.
But how was getting across the border and stuff? Was there like, what was the customs like as far as taking literally a trailer full of fingerboard parks to Canada?
So the process was extremely confusing. So for anybody who's even remotely even thinking about trying to do something like this, I looked online. And so like, there's like information all over the place. Like there's information before COVID, how you're supposed to do this. And then there's COVID rules, which is still floating around on the internet. Then there's after COVID rules, but you can't tell which is which. So we had to do a test run, just me and my wife going across the border, talking to actual customs and like going through the notions like, hey, this is what we're going to do here in like, you know, 6 weeks, bringing this huge trailer full of just like custom 101s. And like, you can't even explain what it is to, you know, the Border Patrol. So like, we got all the deeds, basically, like what is supposed to be necessary, extremely complicated. So we ended up hiring a customs broker to basically fill out all of the paperwork and stuff for us, which I personally don't even think, looking back now, that I could have done that properly. So kudos to customs broker.
Yeah. Did you have to do some sketchy stuff to get into the country?
Are we going to talk about that on this? Yeah, no, I almost got fined $15,000.
Crap. For what?
I'm about to tell you the story. The process is that we have to basically check in on the U.S. side. We came through on the Detroit side, so the Ambassador Bridge. So we are supposed to check in on the U.S. side and then check in again on the Canadian side.
Yeah.
I did not know where the U.S. Customs building is. It's not even labeled. There's no sign. It is like just off to the side. So I literally drove past it and went to the Canadian side first.
Yeah.
So if the Canadian side would have basically signed off on all of my documents, I would have been fined $15,000 because the U.S. didn't get it first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So luckily, they're like, hey, like, where's the U.S. stamps and all that stuff? And I was like, you're not on the U.S. side, even though they're like literally like a mile away from each other. It's like on the other, like, it's like the bridge. So it's like right over the Detroit River. And so like, it's crazy.
Okay.
But anyway, so I turned back around, got everything situated, but literally almost got fined $15,000. All he had to do was stamp it. If you would have stamped my paperwork, like, fine, $15,000 right there.
Well, you have just gotten back from Toronto, and we're going to talk about Toronto. We're doing the USAFBL summer tour, and we've got, how many we got? We have 6 down, 3 to go, right?
Yeah, we're 2/3 of the way there.
Yeah. And who are our tour sponsors?
Man, we got a long list of tour sponsors.
I know, but let's shout out to them real quick.
And like, they came in way in and above. But first off, our brought to you by sponsor, our primary sponsor, Black River.
Just a little company.
Just a little company in Germany. Just
little company in Germany, Black River. Cute little boutique company. We like them.
We got Wasaki wheels, Red Wolf fingerboards, Flashbone fingerboards, Roswell skateboards, Teak tuning, Mux Pop, This Denver, Elastico, Flat Face, Yuck fingerboards, Wood Club fingerboards, Curbed, and of course, Sesh Parks.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to pick out one of our sponsors. Tell me something about Wood Club fingerboards. We haven't practiced this. I'm just like, Levine, lay down some information about Wood Club fingerboards for us.
So they reached out to us. I am actually not too versed with them, but Oh, no, you're fine. I'm glad to talk about them. They came in, like, they literally hit us up like 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the tour. And I'm like, hey, like, we just saw this. Like, we want to get involved. And I'm like, okay. Like, yeah. And so I was just thinking like, oh, like, they're going to send me a few little things. And like, no, like, they sent me a box of just like, must have been like a million things in it. Like, I was literally just blown away. I'm like, holy cow. And I'm like, all right. So like, they literally gave us enough to put stuff on the raffle tables, to give away stuff as prizes. Like, we stole just an overflow of stuff. So like, Wood Club fingerboarding came in way above what I was expecting or even wanting them to even come in and do. And like, they're doing big things for sure.
Awesome people. Okay, let's start with Minneapolis. We're going back three stops ago. You were at Middle Lake. Can you even remember back that far?
Man, fingerboarding summer camp for me right now is, it's getting real. It's getting intense. It's almost like a blur because it's weekend after weekend, but I got some memories.
Well, you hosted at the American Legion Veterans Hall there. There was, again, free swag at the door. We had, what, the first 50 people got a cool little swag bag?
Yeah, like almost everybody actually in the building literally got free Teak tuning engraved tape. We've got sticker packs for days. I don't know, a single person didn't walk out with at least 30 stickers.
And who were our vendors that were there with us in Minneapolis?
Oh, man. So we had Hangtime Board Shop. They're actually out of the Minneapolis area. They're a skate shop, but they do a lot of fingerboarding events and stuff like that. So if you guys are in the area, you go check them out. We had Sweets Kendama, which they are pretty much in my books, like, you know, top tier of the Kendama world. They host events. They were there. They were selling Kendamas. They were also teaching people how to do like first spikes and any tips as far as getting better at Kendama. Cause, you know, my Kendama skills are just absolute trash, but I'm getting better.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Kendamas? It's a Japanese skill toy.
I don't know. What is that?
Oh, man, we're going to have to get you versed.
So yeah, I don't know. All right. Well, those of you out there know. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you're like me. Who else we got? Trident was out there? Yeah,
we had Trident fingerboards. And we also had Hangnail Ramps, which is ran by Markov. He has like the literal largest fingerboard collection like ever.
Markov. That's a big boast.
When I mean like largest, I'm not talking like, oh, he's got like a couple hundred decks. Like,
yeah, the fingerboards are all the same size. I mean, pretty close. You know, they don't get much bigger than that, right? You know, so
yeah,
it's not the largest fingerboard,
but
because those are just skateboards.
Definitely.
Okay, but how are we going to prove this? I'm challenging Markov. How are we going to prove that he has the largest fingerboard collection? How does he substantiate that claim?
I want to say last time I was talking to him, he mentioned Guinness Book of World Records.
I guess that would be proof enough. Okay. If he's got the Guinness Book, then he's got the Guinness Book. Markov wins.
That's what I remember. I mean, don't quote me on that. I'm like
80%. No, we're quoting you. We're on a freaking podcast right now. Yeah. We're talking about it. Markov said he's got the largest fingerboard collection ever. If you're out there in the fingerboarding world and you feel like you can whip Markov's ass, let's have a battle. Let's see who's got the stacks. And I'm talking about, because you know they're all just rubber band together and just giant stacks of fingerboards. So, all right. And then of course USAFBL was out there as a vendor. Lots of parks. All of our events are just stacked with parks. So that's just to be expected. I mean, you're not going to go to a USAFBL event and not have, you know, basically a full day worth of parks to sesh on. No. Raffle table, world famous raffle table. Do you want to say anything about Minneapolis's?
We are definitely known for our raffle table for sure. It is.
Why does anybody care about a raffle table, Levine?
Because it is, it's the sprinkles. It's the sprinkles on the event. So like you can come in and literally put in $10 and literally walk out with $40-$50 worth of stuff. And so it is
cool little piles of stuff that you can get for like $1 to $5 ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Our winners in Minneapolis, Best Run Street. Who are our top three winners in Minneapolis?
Man, Best Run Street, third place, Elliot James at Unnecessary Aerosol. Number two was Timothy Schuler at TimeBomb_FB on Instagram. Number one coming gold, Shane Brown at Fleeting Fingers.
Awesome. And then Best Trick Street. Now, these are our competition events. Yeah. So Best Trick Street, we had one, two, and three. Who came in third place?
Chandler Gooding at C Goods 1995.
Okay. Second place for Best Trick Street?
Timothy Schuler again, TimeBomb_FB.
He's getting those second place on both those first ones. And then number one, Dylan?
Dylan Quimby.
Quimby.
Diamond, DYMND.FB.
And for everybody out there, you can go to usfbl.com and we've got a listing of all the winners, not just first, second, and third, but everybody that placed. They're on there. Now, Battle of the Plies in Minneapolis. We had three people. Timothy Schuler came in on that, too. He won all three divisions in Minneapolis. He came in third place, right?
Yeah, he podiumed third place. That's at TimeBomb_FB on Instagram.
And then second place?
Yeah, Dylan Quimby.
Again, Dylan Quimby. And then first place, Shane Brown, right?
Yep, 2-peat as well.
Now that's Battle of the Plies, and we do those three events in every single city. So we'll have some more winners for you in Cincinnati and in Toronto. But the prizes that the winners won, where did those prizes come from?
Oh, man. So we had literal prizes. So we had Black River Obstacles, Black River Tote Bags. Fingerboard Store gave out tape and tuning boxes, Teak Tuning with bubble bushings, Wood Club fingerboards, literally with the actual fingerboards and stuff as well. So we had all kinds of stuff for the prizes. And each person literally got like all six of those sponsors, like just boom, 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 boom.
So I'm really loving all the videos and stuff people are posting, man. I've been through the Instagram. I've been seeing all of these YouTube videos that are tagging USAFBL. I'll tell you personally, my favorite videos right now are the, I don't know how you describe them, but the day in the life where the people are like leaving their homes and driving to the event, you know, and stopping in at a theme park or restaurant. And they're just basically, they're just like, you know, video blogging their event going to a USAFBL event. I think those are my favorite.
You got to set the vibe. So it's not like you go, a lot of people are like just posting like the edits, which are awesome, but like you got to set the vibe first and then get to the edits. And
now one of them that posted, I can't remember if you know who they are, but one of them that posted, they were just dropping F-bombs right and left through the whole thing. I actually love their video too. Like I gave them some crap. Like I think I logged into our USAFBL account and I was like, dude, language, you know, just kind of like, you know, giving them some crap. But I love everybody's videos. You know, I love the vibes out there. People, fingerboarding is definitely a cool vibe. I don't want to say activity because we're making it a sport.
It is slowly becoming a competitive sport for sure.
All right. Cleveland was a collaboration event, right?
Yeah. Cleveland went hard.
And who are we collaborating with up there?
So Noah Utterback.
Yeah.
Also known as STB.Bush on Instagram.
We've been hearing about STB now for a while, and we actually interviewed Noah a few episodes back, right?
We did.
Yeah. So he's on one of our podcasts. Yeah. And we hosted a Yorktown Lanes bowling alley. How was that?
It was actually a lot of fun. It's they had a party room that was massive and we hosted it there. So it had that cool like party vibe / like bowling alley with the bowling alley food, by the way, I think is probably like the best novelty food on the planet. I don't know why. It's kind of like carnival food.
Yeah.
But it is. Bowling alley.
It's just a step up from, like, I don't know if anybody's ever been to a drive-in. The drive-in food sucked. It's a step up from that and a step down from a restaurant, but it's super good because you love those nachos and the hot dogs and stuff. So
it's different.
Yeah, STB Esports. They had, what's this vintage video game? What?
Yeah, they had vintage video games. I want to, if we ever move back up to a larger venue, I really want like a video game area where like you can play vintage games, Mario Kart, stuff like that, Tony Hawk Pro Skater, just a chill area.
Dude, I just watched an episode. I just watched an episode of, do you follow Philip DeFranco?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. He just had a story about how vintage video games are disappearing. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Oh yeah, like they're just like the vintage games, you can't play them anymore. It's not because the not necessarily because the consoles don't exist. It's just they're just literally disappearing. I mean, they're obviously not making more, you know, vintage NES, you know, games and stuff, but yeah, but they're disappearing. And like, you know, so like the games that we grew up on, they're hard to find now, and they haven't repurposed them like into new digital versions in many.
I don't understand that, because the gaming industry right now, I feel like it's a little stale, and I feel like if they brought that back, it would just like re-ramp everything.
Well, and you guys can look it up, post in the comments below if you've heard different, but I've heard up to 60% of vintage video games are unavailable now. And so that was Philip DeFranco. So that's cool. The coolest STB for bringing that. What other thing we had? We had what's Popsicle Obstacles?
Oh yeah, Popsicle Obstacles was there. He sold me this sweet bench. I wish I would have brought it up here. I take it on the road, by the way.
Yeah, that's super great, dude. You got this really sweet bench. You put it in our notes here, but you didn't even bring it on the podcast to show it off.
I wing these half the
time. Is it packed in the truck or something, or is it just on the other side of the room?
No, it's actually packed. I leave
for that. Okay. Well, you're actually getting ready to leave tomorrow to start making your way down to Texas, right?
Yeah, I've got a good 19-hour drive.
Okay, yeah. So
that's
I get that it's packed up, but so Popsicle Obstacles. What else we got? Bearded Boards? What do they have going on in Cleveland?
Yeah, Bearded Boards came through. They also were there at the Chicago event, so it was also pretty cool to see them. I'm just kind of traveling around with us and stuff. And so if you ever get to Ambitious, we got an extra spot in the truck. So just let us know.
And these are all our vendors: STB, Popsicle Obstacles, Bearded Boards, Cosmic Inertia was there too. Yep. And who's Amanda? Or it's not Amanda.
Armada Finger.
Armada. Okay, it's really you typed it really small, dude. So Armada. Okay. And Armada was there. They were all vendors in Cleveland. Raffle Table, world famous again. Our raffle tables are kind of crazy. I've heard people talk about how insane the raffle tables were. So you got three events left. You've got Dallas. What's after Dallas?
Philly.
Philadelphia. And then the final stop, Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So we got three stops left, but Cleveland's winners for best run street, third place came in as
Fletcher Parks at F Finger Border.
F Finger Border. F Finger, all one word. Number two was
Shane. I'm going to just initial it as F. I don't want to butcher it, but if I it'd be
Furnew. Shane, we love you, dude. Brizzy.fb.
Yep.
And then number one for best run street,
Matt Witt.
Matt Witt. And again, you can go to usafbl.com and get a running total of all of our winners. Those are just our top three for best run street, best trick street. Third place came in as
Brandon Johnson at Sauce God 97.
Big Johnson. I mean, Brandon Johnson. Nice. And then second place for best trick street,
Cade Mari. At cm.fb.mov.
Yeah, cm.fb.mov. And then first place?
Matt Witt.
Okay. And Matt Witt, he won both first in best run street and first in best trick street. Who won first place in Battle of the Plies?
Also, Matt Witt.
Matt Witt. Matt Witt was a threefer, won first place in all three events. Second place for Battle of the Plies went to Kevin Woods. That's over at Detroit City Vinci.
Yep.
And third place for Battle of the Plies went to Grant Sagar or Sagar Sagar, and that's at Silver Sun underscore FB. So, but Matt Witt was the big winner in Cleveland.
He came to play. He just slayed through everybody.
Again,
he also gold winner as well, I believe, at the Drake Hut event.
Matt was over at Drake Hut.
He was.
Oh, he's a ringer. He's a ringer. Okay, everybody, check out Matt Witt. He's over on Instagram at CVLT underscore board underscore co. All right, and the prizes, again, were from Black River, FBS, Teak Tuning, Wood Club Fingerboards.
Yep.
Great. What else happened in Cleveland?
So, man, Cleveland is just, it's fun.
I can tell you the edit that we've got on the USAFBL YouTube page. The edit for Cleveland is just fire. I mean, all of our edits are great, but the recap video for Cleveland, I just love.
Yeah, so, Andy, our videographer, Ricky, his wife, the photographer, like they absolutely do just absolute crazy content. That Cleveland edit is literally the most fire fingerboarding edit I personally have ever seen. I may sound a little biased because it came out of our company.
Yeah, it's your business.
I'm ranking it like top three probably best edits I've ever seen in my entire life. That thing.
Yeah, and honestly, you can go see that on YouTube or you can click over at usafbl.com. It's in all of our city pages. What about Toronto, man.
Toronto, Canada, just they showed up. Like
they're just built different.
They're just built different. So, like, we had sold out events before, but they usually sell out or reach max capacity, like, at the event. Toronto literally sold out, like, 4 days before the event. So, like, we're talking all comp spots, all three categories. That's best run, best trick, game of skate, all sold out. Spectator passes, basically all sold out. General admission passes also. This is like 4 days before the event.
And let's just be super clear, Hammerman. You're awesome. I know you know what you're doing, but Toronto sold out because of our co-sponsors in Toronto, which was
of course,
Six Skates. Six I mean, skates. Those guys got their stuff together.
Definitely. Doing the collaboration event with Vito at Six Skates, absolutely an amazing experience. If you guys don't know, he has a full-time permanent shop down there in Toronto. The address is 1936 Danforth Avenue.
Yeah.
Definitely reach out to him. Definitely.
And we've interviewed Vito. He's been on here too. I think he was in our, probably, was there our second or third podcast?
Something like that.
He's in one of those,
We're blowing through some episodes now.
Yeah, I don't even know which one this is. What is this, 17, 16? 16, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this posting this Thursday? Or
it's posting this Thursday.
Oh, crap. So we can't screw anything up because I don't have time to edit anything. We've got to post it tomorrow. Okay, never mind. All right, so let's talk about what we learned. Oh, we already did. We talked about getting into Canada. We've already gone through the fact that you almost got a $15,000 ding. You know, but luckily you could turn your trailer around. It was hosted.
Canadians were nice.
It was hosted at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch Veterans Hall, which is Canada's version of a VFW that we've been at to here in the States, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And those are going pretty good. Is everybody getting into the events and stuff okay? And setup is good?
Yeah, setups are. That one had some stairs, so I mean, we put our step counts in for sure.
That's not. You know what? It sounds funny when we say that, but the reality is, I remember you going into Chicago, and Chicago had lots of stairs.
Yeah,
and it's kind of a trick whenever you've got. How much was the one of the Black River, the full Black River Park, the 4x8? How much does one of them weigh?
About 200 pounds. 220.
Yeah, so like two people. Maneuvering around up and down stairs with a 200 pound park, doing it sometimes 15 to 20 times is a chore. So kudos to you. We had the free swag at the door. Our vendors for the Toronto event was of course Six Skates. But we also had some other vendors there besides the shop. Who else was there?
Yeah, we had Truck Loops, we had Basic Fingerboard Company, we had Fingerboard Canada.
Yeah.
And Pyro Wheels.
Okay. All right, man. So we had some vendors there. We had a good time with Hadball. Our winners for Toronto, best run street, number 3.
Yeah, we had Liam Artemis.
I like his last name, dude. That I don't know why, but that's a cool name.
Just sounds strong.
Art. Now, I know this. I've seen this handle before. Arts, A-R-T-Z dot F-B. Was he at one of our other events? I think he was.
I don't believe so. Maybe.
I think he was. I don't recognize the name, but I recognize that Instagram handle. Okay. Kevin. Oh, God. I picked the wrong one to try to announce. How do you say his last name?
I butchered it at the event. I apologize in advance. We're going
to
go.
Well, you butchered it up already once. You shouldn't know how to say it right.
Oh, man. That was like 3 days ago.
Geesbrick.
Geesbrick? Pan underscore KG.
Yeah. Kevin was second place, and first place goes to
Brady McCain.
Best run street, and that's at Canner FB, C-A-N-N-E-R-F-B. Best trick street for Toronto. Third place went to?
It's Jaw. No, it's like Jaw.
I swear that we typed it wrong when you sent it, but then I know you double-checked it. It's J-O-A-O. Jaw.
Yeah, but it's got the squiggly line over the A, which I don't know how to do that. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're just dumb Americans.
It's fancy. Okay. It's fancy.
Name's too hard for you, FB. Correct. Correct. Came correct with the Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Name's too hard for you. Name's too, number two, hard for you, FB. Yeah. Second place for best trick street.
Christian Choss, say.
Yeah. And
he's with, yeah.
Fingerboarding fun. All right. And first place?
Andre Pollock.
And you can go ahead and read that. What is that? Play?
Pollock.Andre.
Okay. Is that Pollock.Andre? Okay. And then Battle of the Plies. We've got a third place.
Yeah. Again. Brian McCain.
First place winner for Best Run Street was third place winner for Battle of the Plies.
He came to play.
Yeah. And then second place?
Christian Chasse.
Again, a twofer. He won second place at Best Trick Street. He was Battle of the Plies runner-up. And the number one, the winner of Battle of the Plies for Canada.
Yeah, Jalon De La Cruz.
Now, I can say without a doubt that these are the top fingerboarders in all of Canada. Do you know how I can say that?
How's that?
Because USAFBL is the boss. And if we go to Canada and have fingerboarding events like this, we are right now saying, right now, guys, if you want to compete, you find these guys on Instagram. We've got their handles up on the screen for you right now. You track them down and you fingerboard with these guys because they're the best in Canada as far as we know right now.
You're putting targets on them. I like
it. Yeah, go for it. Find them. Let's do
it. Canadian showdown.
And hopefully we'll get some of these folks into the States. You know, I know I'm pretty sure, dude, that Liam Artemis, man, that I don't know. We're gonna find out what it's up
with. Such a strong last name.
Again, prizes for the winners of the fingerboard competitions or came from Black River, SBS, Teak Tuning, Wood Club Fingerboarding. Now, we're gonna wrap this podcast up. We just got a couple of other things, but let's talk about the podcast because the podcast is growing. We love everybody. One thing we forgot to do, which we'll probably cut right now, and I'm gonna put this in the beginning of the podcast. All right. Finger the podcast. Finger it. Hit those buttons. Subscribe. Like. No, you can't like. Never mind. Subscribe and turn on notifications and make sure you're following us on the YouTubes. We're also on Spotify. So you can follow us on Spotify if you don't want to look at our ugly faces. But make sure that you're subscribed because, man, it really helps us out and allows us to keep doing this. Levine has been on the road for the last how many weeks now? We've got six solid weeks on the road.
Yeah.
To all of these different cities. He's got three more cities to go to. That's Dallas this weekend. Mm-hmm. Probably while you're listening to this podcast, he's in Dallas doing a fingerboarding event coming up, and we'll put that on the screen for you guys. And then after that, we've got Philadelphia, Big Philly. This year, Levine is going to get a real honest-to-gosh Philly cheesesteak while he's in Philadelphia, right? You promise?
Definitely.
Me? Promise. Okay. You. And then
we're gonna leave extra early. We get that Philly.
Yeah, you got to get that Philly. The best time to get that Philly is when you get done packing everything up and you're tired as a dog and you know you're going to be on the road. You stop in at one of those street side shop. Like they're like, it's not like a truck. It's like a, they're like street side, but they're, I don't know how to explain it. But anyways, you get one before you hit the road, you eat that sucker while you're driving. And man, it's just, I'm just telling you, change your life. But Philly's right after Dallas. And then our last stop is Indianapolis, Indiana. And those are all coming up. Other things we got going on. We got Combo of the Year happening right now. That's still going on. How's that going on your end?
Combo of the Year is still going on. We're still getting lots of submissions. We're still sorting those out. And I am excited to be launching the first round of eliminations here after the tour.
Okay, so as soon as the tour is over, we're going to focus in on Combo of the Year. So get your submissions in. You want to go to Instagram. You want to tag us. That's USAFBL_Cody, C-O-T-Y, Combo of the Year. Tag us so we can see it. What are the stipulations? What are they doing in their combo, Levine?
You are recording a combination. You're going to edit this combination trick, and you're going to do it without background music or additional music being added to the video.
That's right. And everybody that submits, Levine's reviewing all those. We're going to start doing the voting process on knocking some of them out. Some people will move on. Some people will just get that one and done. But what is on the line coming in December, just last January? What's on the line for them, Levine?
We got $1,000 cash.
1,000. Is that a stack? Did we decide whether that's what a stack is?
I don't know. I haven't verified. Like,
we're poor, so a stack is $1,000. It's $1,000 as far as we're concerned. That's a stack. So you get a stack. Plus you get swag from a lot of merchants. You get swag from Black River, Teak Tuning, Noise, Noise Fingerboards, Level Up, Famous Decks, Muck, and then also Curbs. So you got tons of stuff coming to you. Plus $1,000 cash for the winner.
Yes.
Right? And second place and third place are also winning stuff. You get a whole bunch of stuff. You just don't get
first,
a stack.
Second, third, and fourth are getting all kinds of stuff.
But
first
you don't get a stack.
Getting all that plus a stack.
Oh, but and the second, third, and fourth don't get a stack.
Correct.
Just first.
Only first.
Only first.
Is taking all the cash. Everybody else is getting prizes.
All right. What else we got coming up? Who's our next podcast? Who are we interviewing?
Man, we got some bangers coming up. So we got Fingerboard Christopher. I got to get on the mic with him sometime next week. We've got Pipsqueak Wheels and Grind Fingerboards. So we've got some people getting on the mic here real soon.
That's awesome. I know Grind, man. That's going to be a great. I love that dude. This is going to be a cool.
We go way back. We got crazy history. So that's going to be a real fun
episode. We got some great podcasts coming up. Remember, guys, finger the screen. I mean, I know you're looking at your phone right now, so just push the button. There's like a red button over there. Push it. Get the notifications about podcasts coming up. We try to keep it short and sweet. Levine Cunningham, you are the goat whenever it comes to fingerboarding, man. You're killing it. I just want to tell you, I appreciate what you're doing. I know there's a lot of people out there in the fingerboarding community that is loving what you're doing. So keep up the hard work, and three more events this year for fingerboarding summer camp. So
love it. Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay, man. Well, I'll talk to you later, and I'm going to say bye to everybody.
Till next time.
Till next time.